Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 8th day of Nisan, Tov Shein Pei Beis. Masechta Kolayim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hay. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that one needs to keep a distance of 4 amos from a kerem, from a vineyard, and that's called Avodas HaKerem, it's called the working area around a vineyard, and the distance from a single vine is only 6 tfachim, that's 1 amah. That's a quarter of the distance that's required before you can sow seeds, other plants. Our mission is going to talk about a row, a single row of vines. How do we look at that? Do we look at it as if it's a vineyard, or do we classify it as just as a single tree, as a single vine, and therefore you only have to keep a distance of 6 tvachim? We'll see here, machlokes is about this. Hanotei ashura shel chamish kvanim. Person plants a row of 5 vines. They hold this is a vineyard, and if he wants to sow next to it, he has to keep a distance of 4 amas, the working area of a kerem, of a vineyard. They say, no, a row of vines, doesn't matter how many there are, there could be 100 of them. If they're just one row, it's not considered a vineyard, and it has a din like individual vines. We only have to keep a distance of 6 tvachim before you sow anything there. Lefichach, therefore, because Beis Shammai hold that one row is called a kerem, and Beis Hillel say that it's not called a kerem until you have 2 rows, because of that, even though here Beis Hillel Meikel and Beis Shammai Machber, it'll bring a kula in another respect, as we'll soon see. Lefichach, therefore, Hazareya arba amos shebakerem. If a person plants within 4 amos of a vineyard, and he didn't listen to the instructions, he planted it within 4 amos, and he planted some crops or whatever, then Beis Shammai omrim kiddush shura achas. Beis Shammai says it'll be mekadesh. Mekadesh means it'll make osur banah, because kilokerem is osur banah. It's very strict. A mixture of grains in a vineyard, That's a big problem. So what does he say? So the Beis Shammai say that how much of the vineyard is going to be osur? He's mekadesh one row of vines if he started planting seeds and things. Now we kili hakerim's osur bana. You know, I have benefit from it. That's the word. That's what the word kiddush means. Kiddush means it becomes absolutely osur bana. Now, the Torah uses that expression, kiddush, and that's why the Mishnah uses it as well. Beis Shammai hold that one row alone of the vineyard has become osur. That's the outer row that's closest to the seeds that he's planted opposite it. Why? Because the Torah says, tavuas hakerim. Tavuas hakerim means the produce of the vineyard. Since one row is already called a vineyard, that's all that's osur, just the first row of vines. So where Beis Shammai was stricter in the first part of the Mishnah as to whether you treat them as a kerem or not, now in here it'll come out, in the Sefer it comes out to be a kula, it's a leniency, because we're talking about what the Torah means by tvuas kerem, and he planted some seeds opposite it, so therefore what it does is it makes also the tvu of the kerem, the produce of that kerem. Well, if kerem's only one line, one row, then one row is all that's also. Ubesil will say that 2 rows become osur bana, the outer row and the one next to it, because according to their opinion, less than 2 rows is not called a kerem. Therefore, when the Torah says to us a kerem, the produce of the kerem vineyard, it's mashma 2 rows. So Beis Shammai, who were machmir earlier, will be makel in this respect. Ubesil will be machmir, because the tvuas hakerem means 2 rows, and all 2 rows become osur, because the Torah says the tvuas hakerem becomes osur. Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that according to Beis Hillel, a kerem, a vineyard, cannot be less than 2 rows of 3 vines. That's altogether 6 vines. So until you have 2 rows, each one having at least 3 vines, it's not called a kerem, not called a vineyard. It's basically treated like single trees. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a case where sometimes even 5 vineyards can be called a kerem, depending on its alignment, how it's arranged, how they've been planted. Says the Mishnah above, Hanuteya shtayim keneged shtayim, if a person plants 2 vines opposite 2 vines, v'achas, and the 5th vine, yotzezonov, is sticking out like a tail. So you have 2 upon 2, two vines opposite two vines. And then next to, let's say, the top two, you've got another, a third vine there sticking out like a tail. This, according to our Mishnah, is called a karen. And this is how Rabbeinu Shimshon learns our Mishnah. The Rambam learns that what are the vines, what does the Tana mean here by two rows, opposite two rows with one coming out as a tail? It's like if you have, it's a case where you have two vines, imagine two vines on the top, right underneath that, not right underneath it, but opposite it, you have another two vines, it's two opposite two, and then a fifth vine that's sticking out on the perimeter, that's on the in between the space between the other two or the other four vines, but it looks like a tail taking on, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, or according to the way this is the way the Rambam learns it, that's called harizakam, that's called a karam, and you'd have to keep away from it four amos to give it the what's called a avodas karam, give it the working area for the vineyard. This karam is known as a karam kopna, a small karam, a small vineyard. But, says the Mishnah further, if you plant shtaim keneged shtaim ba'achas ben saim, two opposite two with one in between, in the middle, you can either have it in the middle of the top row, you've got three vines, one is, and then underneath it, two vines, but the two vines are opposite the extremities of the top two, so it's like three on the top line, then on the bottom line, one, then a space, and then one at the end. That would be a no kerem. That's not considered a vineyard. Ad sheyiyu shtaim keneged shtaim achas etzarim. And not until you have two opposite two and one is sticking out like a tail at the end. Either according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, the way we learned, imagine three vines on top of two vines sticking out, then on the top line, one vine sticking out. Or as the Rambam said, it learns pshat, two opposite two, but there's a fifth one sticking out in between, opposite the airspace between the top, the two vines on the top and two vines at the bottom. That is the way that's what the Mishnah calls shtaim keneged shtaim achas ben saim. And that is ain't a karam, won't be considered a karam. Considered like a single vineyard. Ad shiyu shtaim keneged shtaim achas etzazonim. Until you have two opposite two with one, the fifth one sticking out at the corner. Or sticking out in as a tail.